My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about 7 ways to tank your YouTube views. So this one applies more to me because my channel used to do pretty good. Each video would get a couple thousand views. Someone go up to 200,000 views or so, which is not bad, right? For a smaller channel. And just for context, Neil's at about 946,000 subscribers right now. I'm at about 58,000 or so. So what I'm doing right now before we go into the number one is I've actually hired someone from a company called Mindvalley. He's grown the channel to, you know, millions of subscribers, right? So I'm learning a lot of things. I'm unlearning a lot of things that we should be doing. So I can share that with you. So number one way to tank your channel is try to talk about everything, right? So one second I'm talking about SEO, the other second I'm talking about traveling, and the other second I'm talking about maybe buying businesses or whatever. So it's literally all over the place, right? What I've learned is that we talked about in the last episode, the channel has to have an element of focus on it, right? So that would be the first one.
Number two, short videos. If your videos are too short, you're not keeping people on YouTube as long enough, which means they don't make as much money from advertising. Longer videos tend to do better. It doesn't mean you need 30-minute videos or hour videos, but you know, over 5 minutes, ideally closer to 10 plus minutes, does typically better than 2-3 minute videos.
Number three, Zoom videos suck. So even though Neil and I are on these Zoom videos right now, the engagement is actually really poor. And I've seen other people's channels too, where they talk about how their views tank. Vanessa Lau, who's speaking at our November Miami conference, that's exactly what happened. People hated the interviews or the Zoom format. People are tired of that, right? And what I've learned is that my videos that used to get much more retention and engagement, I was recording it in the office. I was paying attention, you know, fully engaged. It wasn't like this was like YouTube was secondary. So that matters a lot.
Number four, when you upload audio videos to YouTube, what I mean by this is I remember Eric, when we started doing marketing school, he would just take the audio and have like a still image and upload it to YouTube. People don't want to just listen to audio on YouTube like that. Maybe for music and other things like that, sure. But podcasting, if you just put a thumbnail on there, upload it, turn it into a video, over time, your view and your reach are going to tank.
You know, funny enough, so all my views now, I'm getting like 200 to 300 views per video, which is absolutely horrible. But when we used to do the audio stuff, we would get like a couple thousand views, right? That probably won't work anymore. So I agree. You want to be native there. What are we on? Number five or six?
Five.
Okay. So number five, changing up the thumbnails too much. So even if you go to my channel right now, we're in the process of adjusting. As of this recording, when you see this, well, when you actually listen to this, we might've changed things up quite a bit. But my point is, 1 second you'll see a thumbnail with Neil and I, and it'll be like the marketing school colors. And the next second you'll see just myself, and it's like the Leveling Up colors. It's purple, right? The other second you might see me doing an interview with someone else. So the thumbnails are too all over the place, and it's hard to get that level of consistency, right? So that would be another one.
Number six, not hooking people. And we talked about this in the last video, how you should follow the hot script, H-O-T script, by Sunny. You can just search for it on YouTube. You'll see it. But what you'll find is, even if your content's really good in your video, but if you don't hook people in the first few seconds, you get a lot of people to leave, it's going to tank your overall channel reach.
All right. Number seven, last but not least, what I've learned from looking at my analytics is that when I tend to talk about things such as careers, I perform really well, right? Those are my best performing videos. And so the argument here is that I should just focus on that until I get to maybe a couple hundred thousand subscribers or so. And then I can switch and start to talk about anything I want, right? That's one way of doing it. The other thing I've learned too, this is kind of a bonus here from the Mindvalley guy yesterday, his name's Darren, or 2 days ago. He was just saying, hey, look, like, instead of saying how to and how to do this, how to do that, he's like, I get that it attracts, you know, search traffic. What if you're talking about like something more personal, right? So Neil and I might say, oh, Neil and I, we just bought this business, or what Neil and I learned from doing a conference and, you know, charging 25 grand a ticket or something like that, right? But making it a little more personal versus like talking in the third person, you know, he's seen that perform really well. So I'm going to test that. I would challenge that a little bit and say, my channel's too small to do that, but we'll see what happens there, right? I would actually say that if Neil does that for his channel, it'll probably work a lot better because he has the volume right now. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE, to learn about our November 7 to 9 Miami event. You're going to have amazing people talk about Instagram, YouTube, all these different channels, buying businesses, you're going to meet cool people, right? So that is it for today, and we will catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.